When I was 17, just after my nan died, I took my first proper overdose with the intention of killing myself.
Zoe is a mum of one. She started self-harming from an early age and made several attempts at ending her life. According to the suicide prevention strategy, only one in four people taking their own lives are known to mental health services. And for Zoe, getting the help she needed from the professionals was the biggest problem.
It's the attitudes of some of the staff who look at you and they treat you like you're stupid, and that puts people off going back. I think that's where more people suffer.
This is something the Nottinghamshire Healthcare NHS Trust say they're working on. In a statement which praises this investigation, they say they're working hard to dispel the stigma still associated with mental health. But Caroline Rowe from the charity Harmless says more needs to be done.
Sometimes there's fear about accessing healthcare provision because it's on your record. The suicide prevention strategy recently released says there needs to be a vast improvement in responding to research, in translating that into actual services on the ground. But these things take time, and unfortunately, people lose their lives in that time.